Okay, Priya, what's it all about? I see that today we are discussing things with devotees, how to do this, how to do that, what to do, projects, not. Are you in our group or not? This group, that group. Programs, projects. But I think it's good and worthwhile to now and then simply take a step back, look at the big picture and ask, what's it all about? So here we are with this bhakti path and the Vaishnava culture, community, movements, mission even. And I guess many think of religion. This is Hinduism or well, another religion says they're right. But in what way and what for? For instance, I belong to this Gaudiya Mission, a branch of it called International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Founded by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. What for? And of course, it's known as the Hare Krishna movement. Most people probably, well, most of you may think of those people banging drums and playing cymbals on the streets, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And yes, some meditation, names of God, spiritual sound vibration makes you happy. But then something, again, it's a religion, it's Hinduism. some say it more in terms of such a religious group. We used to think it will grow and take over the world. That's all the others do. But it's still a tiny group, at least here in the West. In India, it's different. People come, just like other temples, worship God, sing spiritual songs, mantras, meet like-minded. So nice prasadam, veggie food. But again, is that all there is? Is that all it is about? Religious congregation meeting now and then, dressing certain ways, believing in certain things. Doing service. Well, as often happens, I think, is that it seems to have become largely that. However, especially we oldies, who were out there serving the Sankirtan mission, we would answer that this Gaudiya mission is something much bigger. Much more important. Than any religion. It's about spreading knowledge on a wide and broad scale using available contemporary media, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Siddhanta Sarasvati Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada emphasized and did put most of the time into. To, I would say, update the worldview of humans on Earth. rather than religion and science fighting with each other and between themselves. It's about actual real knowledge of reality, real life and us. And it's a knowledge that you can live vidyavadi jivanam. And a proof that it is true is that you become happy, life makes sense, you become healthy, physical and mentally and spiritually. So, well, this is what I am here, little Priyarata Das, trying to serve that mission. You may not find me serving in the temples, sweeping the floors and this and that anymore. I don't have time, because, and you may not find me hanging out with the congregation for the Sunday feast that much, at least. Because I'm limited energy and time. And I'm prioritizing the Sankirtan mission. And yeah, some think, if I'm talking to the insiders here, Sankirtan mission means selling books on the street, but it really means spreading the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and so on, and writing own books, explaining this knowledge to people in ways that they can relate to and understand. So, if you talk about ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, that's what it's about. That's the main purpose. Prabhupada even said, ISKCON may stand or fall, but the BBT should continue. Publication, books, writing, spreading of knowledge, that's the most important. And I think even Bhaktisiddhanta said, you know, people may come to the temples and ring the bells and offer their incense. But this is what it's about. And I remember I was always the preacher. Not very successful, I think. But I sat there and I was preaching. But I was never really comfortable with the word, because it sounded very Christian, religious. And I remember, even in the 80s, I was sitting there wondering, what am I doing here? Am I just recruiting members who come join and work for this group and the leader of it? Or am I trying to give something nice to the people who listen? And of course, now that question. It's not there anymore for me. I'm simply sitting here to share the good things I have been given. So this is where my focus is, and I would recommend an advice from the old man sitting here, that even though you find yourself struggling, buildings, properties, and projects, and money, and relationships. And by the way, I learned that if relationships are strained, lots of bickering, conflict, whatever, and criticism is going on between the members, it's most probably either because the organization, the group, is not really meeting the needs of everyone. Fighting about cars or apartments or whatever, or that there is not a clearly defined and commonly agreed upon mission statement. And that's why I think it's important to talk about this Gaudiya mission, the Sankirtan mission. Especially if you're a member of ISKCON, International Service to Krishna Consciousness, I would say that is important, because the founder Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada insisted and emphasized the importance of that mission. And when we share that mission statement, then things become easy. It's nothing to fight about, really. And if there are resources needed, and some get together and work together, such resources are generally appearing, becoming available. Teamwork is powerful, and if they are not, then well, maybe that's not supposed to happen, something else rather. And if you hear this, sit there on your own in your home, I hope you have a home. Start feeling that yes, I am a devotee of God, a bhakta. I want to take part in it. my own ability and inclination, then let's get in touch. To Vodkas in Sweden, drop a note here in the comments. Maybe there are others like you living nearby. You. Yeah. Hare Krishna.